Okay. Well, the day some people went shopping, I guarantee you, and they were in a panic because they were thinking, oh my goodness, it's Christmas tomorrow and I haven't got my loved one what I need to get. And so a lot of people ran to the store today and they were panicking and they were just scared to death because, you know, they might not find the right gift. And, you know, I'm glad I didn't do that this year. I have done that in the past, but shopping is not one of my favorite things to do. And I'm tired of shopping. Are y'all tired of shopping? Did your mom drag you to go shopping? Anybody? Yeah, I understand. But I want to talk to you about something we're going to do in just a few minutes. It's very important. It dawned on me this week that we get so busy giving gifts to people that we forget what Christmas is really all about. It's okay to give gifts to people you love and care about, but listen to me. Who should we give a Christmas gift to tomorrow?
Jesus.
Jesus, why? What is tomorrow?
Christmas, Jesus' birthday.
It's Jesus' birthday. One of the things we used to do every year when our kids were little, we would have birthday cakes for Jesus. And every year on Christmas Day, we would light the candles and we'd sing happy birthday to who?
Jesus.
You know what I want to do? Let's sing happy birthday to Jesus right now, okay? I know it's tomorrow, but we're going to make sure we get it done. So can you help me, you guys that sing? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Jesus. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to Jesus.
You got it, that little Jesus. But listen. Listen, guys, listen. Tomorrow is his day. Now, we're going to do something tonight that I want you to help me get across to these adults. It dawned on me, a lot of times we don't get him a gift for Christmas. So I'm going to get you to help me out, and hopefully your parents will too. I want to give each of you, and I'm not rich, a quarter. Okay? Everybody hold your hand out. Okay? In just a little bit, here you go, gang. I'll give you two. There you go. There you go. Well, she's got you one. Now listen, in just a little bit, we're going to have an offering where we're going to have a time in our service where we bring the offering down and we give it to Jesus. We're going to put it in the manger. And we take up an offering every year at this time for foreign missions to support our missionaries around the world. And so I'm going to be encouraging the adults to follow your example and to put their gift in the manger in just a little bit. Because the whole focus is giving to Jesus. Okay? A lot of times we miss that at Christmas. We give to other people. But we want to give to Jesus. And I know that's not Jesus. But symbolically, to be reminded that it's all about his birthday. The money that you give tonight in this offering will go to have missionaries all over the world share the good news of Jesus Christ with people, which what is Christmas is all about. So can you help me do that in just a little bit? Not now, but in the service, come down and put your gift in the manger. Can you do that? Because the wise men, what did they do when they got to the child? What did they do?
They knelt down and presented their things. They brought gold, myrrh, and frankincense.
They brought gold, myrrh, and you're exactly right. And they bowed down and they presented it to Jesus. So in a little bit, we're going to get to do that. So let's pray and let's give it for the right reason.